Sometimes you start with a franchise and that franchise is the motivation to help you launch your startup. So I've seen people go in with a franchise and then that business plan they've had on their laptop for 10 years, they're like, you know what? I've done it before. I have the confidence now and the motivation. I'm going to move forward with my startup, and they have both a franchise and a non-franchise business. So that's the beauty, is that you can have both.
The following is brought to you by Thrive, the end-to-end client experience platform that helps you get the job, manage the job, and get credit.
Hey, this is Gordon Henry at Winning on Main Street, the show devoted to small business success. And this week we get to meet Giuseppe Grammatico. Welcome, Giuseppe.
Thanks, Gordon. That's a mouthful, that name, but thanks. Looking forward to it.
So, brief intro on Giuseppe. He's a franchise coach with FranChoice, the free franchise consulting service to individuals considering franchise ownership. He hosts the Franchise Freedom podcast. He's the author of Franchise Freedom, a new manifesto for your financial and time freedom. And he's going to tell us on this episode why a franchise can be a great option for someone transitioning from a corporate career to business ownership, leading to potential financial and time freedom. Giuseppe himself is a franchise veteran who guides his clients to the franchise model that best suits them, loves helping people realize the American dream and sharing the freedom that comes from franchise. So you went into commercial cleaning and maintenance, or building maintenance. You didn't have any experience in that world. How did you learn?
Not at all. So that's the beauty of most franchises. Some franchises, they want you to have some experience, but the franchisor, we both had a similar backgrounds in the investment world, basically said, you know what, we are looking for someone that's ambitious, that can lead a team, that can manage teams of contractors and employees. And if you have that skill set, we could teach anyone this specific industry. So got into that industry because I felt it was recession resistant. And if you go going back to 07, 08, we saw what happened. So really, I wanted something where we were cleaning surgery centers and dialysis and maintaining those facilities that always have a need, are always open. So kind of a crazy story. Never thought I'd get into cleaning, but it was my life and my business for over 13 years.
And you said you just got out of it. So I assume that means you sold it. Who'd you sell it to?
We sold it, just a investor looking to add on to his, make a kind of a regional play where they were acquiring other commercial cleaning and maintenance companies across the United States.
Yeah. So you're really the model of moving from the corporate world to franchising and finding success through that. So what makes franchising right for some people as opposed to owning an independent business? Because you talked before about systems. What is it that makes me as a potential entrepreneur say, I'm going to franchise and not open up my own sort of independent shop?
Yeah, it's the person that wants the infrastructure. So a franchise is going to provide you support. You pay a franchise fee one time and then there's an ongoing royalty. That's a traditional setup. And they will have figured everything out via trial and error. They've figured out the best way of marketing. They figured out the vendors that you already have in place. There's built-in economies of scale, like a painting franchise that you're going to be able to purchase the raw materials much cheaper than just a standalone business. So I don't say one is better than the other, a startup versus a franchise. It's really for that person that wants that system and the infrastructure. If you're looking at a franchise and don't want to follow a system necessarily, you just want the name, I would say take a pass on a franchise and focus on a startup. But what I have seen in my 20 years of owning businesses is that sometimes you start with a franchise and that franchise is the motivation to help you launch your startup. So I've seen people go in with a franchise and then that business plan they've had on their laptop for 10 years, they're like, you know what? I've done it before. I have the confidence now and the motivation. I'm going to bring this, I'm going to start up my, go move forward with my startup. And they have both a franchise and a non-franchise business. So that's the beauty, is that you can have both. So really kind of figure out what you're looking for. And a franchise can definitely give you that unfair advantage.
Right. So let's say I'm your prospect here. I want to own a franchise. How much investment do I need to own the franchise?
Yeah, so there's going to be a couple things. So every franchise is going to give you a franchise disclosure document, an FDD, and in there, there's different items. And item 7 is going to list and itemize all the expenses in a range on the low end, on the high end, especially if you're looking at real estate in New York City versus in the Midwest, you know, where maybe you're not in that large of a city. So they'll give you ranges, but typically franchises, you're looking at, you know, 60,000-70,000 plus all in. And that includes the franchise fee, technology, some training, and some working capital. So it's over and beyond what the franchise fee will be. And each franchise company will disclose that information to you.
Okay. So not everybody has $60,000-70,000 lying around ready to plow into buying a franchise. So do I have financing options available?
Yes. Just like any business, you have plenty of options, which going back when I first started, I wish I had known of these options. So you have options such as SBA loans. SBA loans are 10-year government-backed loans for service brands and for retail and brick-and-mortar brands where maybe you're putting down, and don't quote the exact number. That's why we have funding partners we introduce you to, but maybe you're only putting a 20, 30% down on that amount. And again, it's going to vary and depending on what you qualify for and your credit score and things like that. But a really popular one with the real estate market going through the roof have been home equity loans. Mm. Home equity loans where maybe a portion of that is to launch the business. And then there you have a buffer depending how long it takes you to ramp up the business, or if you decide to leave your job and go in full time. And another popular option, which most people do not know about, including myself, is a retirement rollover. You can actually roll over your money from a retirement plan, and they go over the setup. It's all about getting a C corporation set up, no penalties or taxes involved as long as you follow the process. The only caveat is that it needs to be from a previous employer's 401k, and the list goes on. There's literally a dozen different ways, and we recommend a franchise partner or a funding partner, excuse me, to everyone we work with right after the first call, just to get a free 1-hour consultation on every option they have when it comes to funding.
So you're at FranChoice. Somebody hears this podcast, comes to you as a coach. Is the process of going through FranChoice kind of what you're explaining to us now? You walk people through what's the right franchise for you. How do you finance it? What are some of the skills you need? Here's the FDD, answer your questions. Is that what FranChoice does?
That's the process. So I partnered with FranChoice years ago, and FranChoice offers a lot, not just in support, but they actually have a full-time staff that will pre-screen companies. And now pre-screen, it's not doing your due diligence for you, but they're going in and making sure, you know, they'll a random selection of franchisees, making sure that they're happy and that they're profitable. They'll meet with management, making sure, not that they have a great product or service, but they have the infrastructure to support 50 plus franchisees, you know, 100 plus franchisees. So they'll make sure that in the franchise agreement, it's thorough. It's very clear what you're getting, and there's not a million lawsuits, and the list goes on. So FranChoice does that pre-screen. If they don't pass the pre-screen, we will not work with that specific company. So we partner with them. Our process is exactly the same. We reverse engineer our process, which is basically, what do you want to accomplish by owning this business, as opposed to, let me pick the franchise and make it work, which causes anxiety. And most people just end up giving up on the search because it's so complicated. So why not pick and decide? And this is where our process comes in. Let's figure out what your ideal business looks like. Let's summarize that in the model. And we look at things like where you're located. Are you full-time or part-time? Do you have a lot of employees with high turnover? Are they highly skilled with less turnover? Once we figure out what the ideal business looks like, the bones, the infrastructure, then we start to look at franchise companies that match that model. So in that process, it's much more specific. We hone in on 2 or 3 great companies that match that process. And then we guide each of our candidates through the process by giving lists of questions, by reminding them to speak with their funding partner or anyone else involved. So,
you know, just going back to this question of what makes a good franchisee. You said you had no expertise in cleaning and maintenance, but you became a great franchisee because you had other skills. What should people be thinking about as the skill sets or expertise they need to succeed as a franchisee?
That's a great question. So a franchise is a business, right? So a franchise, I don't like to say the franchise industry because there's a franchise literally in every single industry, from pet waste removal to business coaching to eyelash extensions, just to name a few. So it's literally in every business. So a business owner, you need to be, as a business owner, you need to be a leader. There's a sales aspect to any business. You may not be knocking on doors, but you are that business, right? You're the face of the company. So you want to make sure the community that you're in knows that you're there. And that may just simply be going to Chamber of Commerce events and just letting everyone know you're there. So to be a great franchise owner, you need to be a good, you know, be able to be coached. You need to be coachable. The franchisor is going to assign you typically a coach or a department that's going to help you every step of the way. But I'll answer it also this way. So why I see franchises fail is because people will buy, number one, a franchise that's not a good fit. You know, so at the core of it, you need to figure out and work with the franchisor to figure out what does the average day look like. If you're introverted and the franchisor is telling you that you need to be extroverted and you're going on sales calls daily, that may not work for you. So regardless of the product or service, it's not going to be sustainable. You're going to burn out. You're not going to like it. And the business is going to eventually fail and suffer from that. Other things I see is that like any other business, you need to have capital. So you need to have that buffer in the event the business takes a little bit longer to get up and running. So following the system, if you have no intention of following the system, might as well look at something else because you're paying a lot of that. And the expectation is you're going to follow the system because how else is the franchisor going to be able to coach you? So those are kind of three reasons I see people not do well in a franchise. And, you know, for everyone listening in, when you're looking at a franchise, when you look at the product or service, that has nothing to do necessarily with the role you will have. When you look at mosquito spraying, one model may have you going out there and it's more going out there, talking to customers and spraying homes. Another model will treat it more like an online marketing engine where you're actually going out, overseeing the marketing, right? Looking at the KPIs and getting a booth out there, letting people know the dangers of West Nile virus for mosquito bites and Lyme disease, because they also spray for ticks. So two of the exact same businesses with a completely different role. So I know I kind of went in a few different directions there, but that's been my experience with who's a good fit for a franchise and who does well.
So Giuseppe, you wrote the book and do the podcast called Franchise Freedom. And I'm really interested to ask you about whether being a franchisee permits you and enables you to get the kind of freedom that many entrepreneurs crave. But first we're going to hear a word from our sponsor and we'll be right back to discuss this idea of franchise freedom. At Winning on Main Street, we love speaking with successful entrepreneurs and hearing about their amazing journeys. And here's one we definitely recommend, The Million Dollar Bakery. If you want to read an inspirational story of someone who dropped out of high school and built a million-dollar business with no previous experience, you must check out The Million Dollar Bakery. It's the self-told story of Rebecca Hamilton, the CEO of Chick Boss Cake, a successful bakery business in Toronto, Canada, that we highlighted in Winning on Main Street episode 116. Rebecca is a dynamic speaker, and in her book, she shares her amazing story with the hope of inspiring others to create the life of their dreams. Again, the book is The Million Dollar Bakery, and it's available through Amazon and other retail outlets. Oh yeah, if you're anywhere near Toronto, go check out Chick Boss Cake's 3 locations where you can get fantastic bakery items of all kinds. So we're back with Giuseppe Grammatico. Are you related to Martin Grammatico? Wasn't he a field goal kicker for the Giants or something like that?
No relation. One letter difference. He's Grammatica. So okay. Yeah. So close. No relation.
All right.
Be nice.
No field goals for you.
No field goals.
Okay. So franchise freedom. We were talking about franchise freedom. Does franchise freedom, is that a realistic thing? Because I think of owning a franchise or any small business as really, really hard, a lot of hours, more, you know, blood, sweat, and tears than probably most people would have in a normal job. And yet you talk about freedom. So explain.
Great question. You put putting me on the spot now. Absolutely. A business, franchise or not, is a lot of work. There is a risk, startup or non-startup. Statistics show franchisees have a higher chance of success because of the system and support. But to be very clear to everyone listening in, it is a business. There's a risk in everything we do, from owning a business to being an employee. There are plenty of risks. With that being said, I can speak firsthand that yes, owning a business, you know, we'll talk specifically franchises, has given me the time and financial freedom. Was it a lot of hours in the beginning? Yes. Do I work a lot of hours? I don't mind the work. You know, I truly enjoy the work that I'm putting in. Some weeks it's 20 hours. Some weeks I don't work at all. And some weeks it's 50 hours, depending on what's going on in that business. But absolutely, I can confidently say I have never missed a soccer game. I became a soccer coach for my kids. My daughter just played one season. My son, 14, continues to play. I've coached. I don't miss games. I build my business around my personal life events. I create my rocks, lunch with my wife, date night, all the soccer events in school, and my business revolves around that. It used to be the other way around when I didn't know better. And when I bought my first franchise, invested in my business, and hired a coach to really explain that to me. But keeping in mind, yes, it's going to be a lot of hours and maybe more hours you're working as an employee, depending on the type of business. But eventually, once the right team is in place, you learn the business, the systems and everything are ready to go, you do have the ability to work much less and work when you want, from where you want. I'm in New Jersey. I can work anywhere in the world as long as I have internet access. So I could be on vacation. I could be on a cruise. It doesn't make a difference. So I can 100% confidently tell everyone, yes, you can gain freedom, but you need to go about it in the right way. So if you don't want to or aren't ready to speak with me, I encourage everyone, if you pick up the book, we have a free download on our website. It'll talk to you, not about franchising, but just how to create financial and time freedom. And then from there, it's up to you how you want to move forward. If you're ready for a call, great. If you don't have time for the call, I will challenge you. If you really want to own a business, our call is 20 minutes. For anyone that does not have 20 minutes, I would say maybe franchising isn't, or business ownership may not be the good fit, because that's what we cover on that 20-minute call.
One more time, how should people get in touch with you if they're interested in that 20-minute call?
Yep. So everything is on the website. So it's GG, because Giuseppe Grammatico is impossible to spell. So it's GG. The Franchise Guide. So GUIDE, GG, thefranchiseguide.com. There's the, I always miss it over here. That's the book, Franchise Freedom. There's a free download. It's about a 30-minute read. We just recorded our 100th episode. There's a podcast just about on every topic. And if you don't like reading and you're more of a visual person, we have a webinar, which is similar to the book, that will go through the pros and cons of having a job and owning a business and the risk that both incur. So definitely some great resources there. And once you're ready, book a call. There's four or five spots. You could just click that button and schedule a 20-minute call directly on my calendar. You always get me. I don't have any employees. So I'd love to help you out. And in many cases, if it's not a good fit, we're able to make some future referrals. Maybe it's back to a career counselor. Maybe it's to a recruiter, but we're always here to help in any way possible.
All right. Well, GG, thanks for stopping by. See, I should have just said GG the whole time. That would have been a lot easier.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please tell a friend or colleague to subscribe, and please leave us a 5-star review. We'd really appreciate it. Until next time, make it a great week.